Brothers and sisters, one of the greatest signs of love, do you know what is that? The greatest sign of love is sacrifice. Making sacrifice, doing small sacrifice or big, that's the greatest sign of love. Brothers and sisters, now we are on the fourth Sunday of Advent. Advent, that journey that we had started today, 4 weeks ago, and we are about to celebrate Christmas. And if you remember very well, last Sunday we were celebrating what called Gaudete Dominica, which means Sunday of joy, which was just rejoice. And we called that Sunday not only Sunday of joys, but we remember that the greatest sign of joy, what was that? Was exchanging gift. If the greatest sign of love is making sacrifice or sacrifice, the greatest joy, the greatest sign of joy was exchanging a gift. What gift did you give? Because at the end, we recall that at the beginning, the Advent in itself, it means that those days of waiting, those days of preparations, and the Advent in itself means the action. So what gift did we give, not only to our brothers and sisters, but first, what gift did we give to Jesus? And we know that the exchanging gift does not only mean receive, but means give and receive. Wherever we bring gift to Jesus, we have to take one. And we remember that we took the example, understanding clearly this Advent, we took the example of the way we participated to the baby shower. That was the greatest example. That was a comparison. The way we attend the baby shower. Don't we attend baby showers with gifts? Don't you attend baby showers with joy? So what gift did we prepare to the baby Jesus? What gift did we prepare to Mary? Because we are now participating in all those events. The particularity of this gift or this feast of Christmas or the difference between Advent and baby shower, if we say so, it's because this Advent has a great particularity, which is we give gift and we receive one. While when we attend baby showers, sometimes or all the times, we give presents, we give gift to the family, to the couple, but we don't get one, right? But for Advent, we give gift and we receive that gift. That's the particularity of Jesus compared to the other babies. And other things is Jesus, what he needs from us. He's expecting us to give him the worst gift, not the best ones, but to get the best ones from him. If we are committed to give Jesus those gifts, we give him the bad ones, the worst, and we get the best. So what gift did you give to Jesus during these all four Sundays? What gift did you give? What gift are you still preparing to give to him? And what we get from him, that what we were called to share and to give to our brothers and sisters. We have just to give him the worst one, to get the best one, and that best one, that what we should share with our brothers and sisters. You can simply ask your husband, your wife, your kids, your neighbors, what gift did you give? Because you know it. What we should bring to Jesus, that my worst side, that's what I would bring to Jesus. Maybe that's my hatred. Maybe that's my jealousy. Maybe that's my anxiety. Maybe that's my prideness. Maybe that's my disrespectness. All those are kinds of gifts that Jesus wanted us to give to him. That was simple. And what should we expect to receive from him? That's the best. Maybe love, maybe kindness, maybe compassion, maybe all those good, that's what we were expecting to get from Jesus, and that's what we should have shared. And the particularity of joy is a joy when it's shared. Joy is joy when it's shared. And love is love when it makes sacrifice. What did we get from God, from Jesus, that I shared with my family, that I shared with all those people who surround me? What gift did I give to them? Today, we heard how the one who have that joy, the one who has that peace, the one who had that love, it's impossible to keep it him by himself. You can't hide it. You can't keep it by yourself, because we heard how this is communicated, and we heard how we should take this to others. During this Advent, we had the Gospel of Annunciation, how the angel Gabriel came to Mary to announce her the greatest news, that what we had in the first reading, this woman, this virgin was foretold. She was there a long time ago. They were all had been waiting. Who was that? Whom could be that one? And once the gospel told us that that lady is the Virgin Mary. And once she had that news, even though she was betrothed, she didn't keep that, but she went out shouting with joy to let all those people know that the promise of God is near, it draws near. We heard how she went, climbed those mountains and hills to encounter her relative Elizabeth, who was also pregnant. That was one of the signs that the angel told the Virgin Mary, that this is what happened. Nothing is impossible for God, which means nothing is impossible for God. And in the Gospel of the Annunciation, we had when the Virgin Mary asked this question, how this will come true, as I don't have any relation with a man. We had how the angel always replied, "Don't be afraid, Mary. Don't be afraid." That was what we were told during this Advent. Whatever gift that I received, whatever gift that I wanted to give, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Even though your spouse know you with this behavior or character for a long time, don't be afraid. Don't be hopeless that you can't heal. that you can't restore that those broken relationship, don't be afraid. Because of what? Because the Holy Spirit, God Himself, dwells in you. Whenever you give Him that opportunity to dwell in you, everything will be possible. Nothing is impossible in the eyes of God. And this was not a simple journey. This was not a simple journey. That's why, encountering all those people whom we have been hurting for a long time, encountering those people who know our weaknesses, encountering all those people who know our behavior, that's not easy. But whenever we recall that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, whenever we recall that we are spreading that love that we get from Jesus, everything is very simple. And don't be afraid, because it's not by your own will, but by the Lord, by the love of God, that is new. Brothers and sisters, if we really wish or want to live the Christmas with joy, we have to look out and see what we are spreading. What we are spreading, because Christmas in itself means the love, the superlative of love, because God sent to us His only begotten Son, the only one. Which means we are called to give the best from ourselves. To give the best from ourselves. To give what we have, but especially to give what we received from God. What are we expecting to give? How are we expecting to share, to communicate that love, that peace, that joy we received from Jesus? We still have time, don't worry, because for God, what counts more is the intention. What counts more is the intention. The intention counts more than the action to God. We still have time. Even we can do it right now. In Latin, they said, hic et nunc. That conversion is hic et nunc. Now and here. It's time. That's why we are here praying, saying to Jesus, we really know that you came in the history and you are with us. You are within us. Remember, St. Augustine used to say, God, forgive me for all the time I went to seek you far away from me, while you, God, goodness, love, you dwell inside me. Which means I have been looking God outside of myself. I have been seeking God outside of my family members or my daily life, while God dwells in you, in me. We have that conviction that God dwells in us, in His Word, and in His Eucharist that we are about to receive. It's time to ask for Him that strength, to give us that strength to prepare for Him a safe dwelling place inside our hearts. That's where we will no longer be looking in that manger made by our hand. We will no longer looking Jesus in our decorations that we made beautifully in our houses. But we will be caring and looking Jesus, whom we are carrying inside our hearts. That's the one whom we will be sharing. Not only those shines, decorations that we made, but from me, the decoration that we made in our hearts, that what mattered more for Jesus. May he help us today to journey with him, to receive him, and to take him to our brothers and sisters wherever they are. Amen.